You may have seen my...
Chinese labor going, I've got to get to San Francisco.
Daddy, can I be the engineer? Can I?
Mirth, I think you just better watch me for a while so you can get the hang of it. You know, I gave these trains to Mindy over 20 years ago, but she wasn't interested in any toy that didn't cry or wet or have a best friend named Midge.
You know something, Grandpops? That was a very moving, nostalgic speech.
Now, fork over the control.
Oh, no! What a bummer!
Mert, it's all right. It's just a few loose connections on the transformer. It's old and it doesn't work very well anymore.
You understand, son, like the Nielsen rating.
Hi. You'll never guess what happened. They fired Sternhagen.
Hi, hon. Big kid. All right, now, son. Come on, now. Fork over those controls. Come on, now. All right. Put all the coal in the bag and start shoveling the money in the fire.
Shove it. We're playing trains, and I'm brand new to this. You mustn't be a robber all of a sudden and do that. Come on, let me get used to playing with a train.
Come on. Come on, now, son. You had your chance, and you blew it really big. Now, come on.
Hey, is anybody listening to me? I mean, I think my career is more important than playing with trains.
Oh, come on, Min. The 515's coming down the line. If no one throws a switch, Zeke's not going to get his mail order bride named Hilda.
Can you turn that thing off just for a minute?
We're sorry, sweetheart. You're absolutely right. Now, why don't you tell us what happened, right, Mort?
Oh, of course, Pops. I should be the dutiful husband. Besides, Zeke sent her a phony picture anyway.
Tommy, I'd really like to help you, but my hands are tied because I have to experience this railroad stuff.
I understand, sweetheart. Anyway, they fired Sternhagen. They just tossed him out on his ear without a word.
Oh, is there nothing sacred? First the Ropers, now Miles Sternhagen.
See, Sternhagen hired me. And he gave me my shot at my own show. Now I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, honey, you're very good. What you do on your own is very good. You'll be just fine without him. Mirth, don't you tie that little family to the track.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding, Grandpa? They're only rubber.
Oh, come here, my little breadwinner. Come on. You're upset. And you have to remember that the darkest is always about 3 a.m.
Yeah, but, Mork, if you'd heard the plug I gave Sternhagen on the air today... I don't know if the new boss heard. I could lose my job.
That could be a problem. If you're out of work, I mean, who's going to pay for the food, the rent, the bills, and those little smoke pellets for the engine over there?
All good.
see it. If you work hard and do a good job, they'll always keep you around.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm really not that worried.
How's my hair? Do I have on too much lip gloss?
No, you look fine.
Mindy, what are you so uptight about? Huh? So this guy Pearson is a hot shot with a published thesis on programming. He's barely out of college. Besides, I'm safe in sportscasting. There's always a stake when they fire a minority.
Oh, I'm really not that insecure. I mean, after all, Boulder does have to wake up in the morning, right?
But not with you.
Here comes our new boss, the one wearing the retainer.
That's Pearson. He looks more like the general manager of a McDonald's.
I think he's kind of cute.
Who cares? You know how I've lasted so long? I've always kept my self-respect. Never kowtowed to any of them. Excuse me. How do you do there, Mr. Pearson? Jake Loomis, cameraman.
Pleasure.
Yeah, nice suit there. You know, I've been with the station for 29 years now. I've got all the inside dirt on everybody.
Jake? In all the world, there's nothing sadder than an old fink. You're fired.
Oh, fine, great. Well, let me tell you, you're going to meet the same people on your way down as you did on your way up. Sonny.
Poor Jake, I feel sorry for him. I don't even like him.
Yeah, me too. I wonder if I can get his parking space.
May I have your attention, please? Thank you. I am Daniel Pearson, your new general manager. Now, first of all, I would like to put an end to the rumor that people are going to be fired. That is not a rumor. That is a fact. Tonight, I am planning an informal but mandatory get-together here at the station to share some of my ideas and get to know your families better. So, I want to make KTNS the place to be. At least for some of us.
Well, let's all try to keep in touch, okay?
Sure, Mindy.
Yeah.
Mr. Pearson, Stan Jackson, sports at 6 and 10.
Pleasure.
Min. Am I glad I caught up with you, hon? Hon, I've got an important telegram from a major news network in New York.
Mark, don't do this to me.
Read it, hon. I have to sing it.
And 5, 6, 7, 8. We're looking for a newscaster. One who speaks quite well and who doesn't wear a toque like Howard Cosell. And if you've been through college, please join our team. Sign Rune Arley.
Mindy, is your parking space any closer than Jake's?
Mr. Pearson, that was just a little joke. I'm Mindy McConnell, employee, for now. This is my husband, Morg. He was just kidding around. He's a little nervous about my job.
Oh, Mindy, please, don't apologize. I want you to know that I appreciate family concern. Well, just this morning, my mom called me to make sure that I dressed warm.
Oh, yes. Well, for Schmenopus, Mindy really loves Mama's boys.
Oh, Mindy, I just love his sense of humor. And you be sure to bring him to the party tonight. I bet he can give me a couple of pointers on where young people are at.
Oh, I will.
For sure.
I will. Don't you have to be leaving now, honey?
No.
Think again.
Well, you're right. I should go home and wait by the phone for those important calls that are going to come pouring in, babe. Sweetheart, I'm going to do for you what Ellen Hamill did for Suzanne Summers.
I think you already did.
You tell a friend.
I'll fix the trains and I'll make them run better than Mussolini ever did. Now, come on. This tighten this little doohickey here. This little doohickey there.
And voila, it's fixed. Mr. Goodwrench, move over. All right, now, son, come on now.
You know something, Daddy? You're truly a superior being.
Oh, chuck, son.
Let's play this one together. Ready? Daddy?
Yes, son?
Why am I talking to you and looking at me?
Oh, shut up! Wait a minute. Don't panic. There's an explanation for this. There's always an explanation for everything. The only thing I can't explain is this. Why is it Bob Hope is still doing commercials?
Everything is fine until...
Don't do that.
Hey, Mark, are you there?
I'll go.
Can you open the door? My hands are full.
Your mother, I'll try to relax. Relax and pretend nothing happened. You understand? It'll put her uptight. Oh, so just relax and just...
No, no,
cut,
no,
cut,
no, 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 no.
What's going on here?
Oh, little Hooter. Come in, me. Be kiss.
What did you say, Murph? Oh,
I didn't say anything, Mommy.
Oh, you stoolie. Cross minds. Aren't I a little taller, huh? Right? Did I do good?
Why me? Transferred minds through a train set? This is like a bad horror movie, only I'm married to the mad scientist.
Min, wrong body. I'm over here.
Right. How long is this going to last?
I don't know. I mean, maybe 24 hours, 150 years. What do I know?
Listen, we got to get to that party where they have funny little crackers with the BBs on it. Come on, let's go.
Murph, look.
Yes, Mom?
Murph, will you go upstairs to your bedroom while your father and I have a little talk?
Oh, so that's the way it is. He's in, and I'm out. You've asked for it once again, Butchie returns.
Tell you something, son. I'm telling you this once and for all. Don't do that. Your face will freeze.
No! No! Who cares? Who cares anyway? It's not my body. Oh, you're a joke. I'm hip.
Okay. Okay, men.
Mark, sit down.
I'm ready. Ready? K.O.? Going to the party? Going to the party? I just think it's late and we ought to get to the party as soon as we can. That's all.
Go to the party? I can't take you to the party with that face. My job is hanging by a thread as it is. I can't take Murph to the party. He's just a child.
It's true. But I'll tell you something. He's half a superior being. Remember that? He'd be almost as good as I would have been.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Call this a party? Where's the cake and the little party hats and the pushy father with the movie camera going, stay by the bowl, stay by the bowl?
No, Murph. Remember, my job is at stake. Now, remember our agreement. If you're a good boy and you don't embarrass Mommy, then I'll give you that note to get out of gym.
I'll try and act like an adult, Mommy.
Good boy. I think Mommy should do all the talking, so shh. Jake! Well, I'm glad to see you're back.
Stuffed mushroom, Mindy.
Boy, are you older than dirt.
Give me a break, ain't I had enough for one day?
No, thank you, but I'm glad to see you working again.
Yeah, well, this is just temporary. I'm going to ask Pearson for my job back tonight. If he says no, I'm going to kill him.
Good evening, everyone. Hey, thanks for coming. And now, I would like to introduce you to the future of KTNS. Juju? Now, this is our morning schedule. You will notice that the only major change is the removal of Wake Up Boulder and Cartoon Carnival in place of our morning movie. So, Mindy, Skipper Bill, you're out.
Don't worry, Mindy. She's dead.
Now, I am planning a powerhouse opening for the new season. To kick off the Monday movie, you can look forward to Ben Gazzara Week. So let's all pull together and make KTNS the biggest little independent station in Boulder.
Mr. Pearson, I think you've made a mistake. And I'm not just saying this because I'm the host of the show.
But I really believe that Wake Up Boulder is an important, vital program and really performs a service to this community.
Look, Mindy, it's essential that you know that what I've done has nothing to do with you personally. It is strict economics.
You know, I like the Roadrunner.
Excuse me.
No,
Mindy, let him talk. I like to hear what the general public has to say.
Oh, then maybe not.
Well, I like when the Roadrunner goes, beep, beep, and then I go, beep, beep.
Are you saying that a grown man like yourself watches cartoons every morning?
Yes, I've seen Popeye 14 times. And if you run it backwards, it has an ending. But you know, basically, what I really like is like when the coyote will paint like a tunnel on the side of a mountain, and then the roadrunner just goes right through the tunnel, and then when the coyote tries to go through, he becomes two-dimensional.
I think what Mork is trying to say is that he appreciates an altered sense of reality. Something that contrasts the drabness of everyday life.
I knew that. However, Mindy, I want you to know that my morning movie will accomplish the very same thing.
Bummer, this is not real.
What does he mean by that?
You don't know?
Well, of course I know. It's just a simple metaphorical approach to saying that movies can only simulate reality, while cartoons, by virtue of their being so totally unreal, create their own level of reality. So therefore, ergo, it only follows that all that which is real is that which is completely unreal. Oh, I think I touched on that in my thesis. Oh,
those are real.
Oh, that's brilliant. Reality is direct personal experience. Oh, Mindy, I had no idea that your husband was so perceptive about our medium.
Neither did I.
One more, though. I'm still hungry. Mm.
Of course. You're still hungry.
Unfulfilled.
Unfulfilled.
You got it.
You are still hungry because TV menus are limited these days, which is why people are hungry for knowledge and the exchange of ideas. Right, Mindy?
Right. Right. And it's up to our programming to be able to relay to the public information that will help feed that hunger.
Like a talk show.
What a great idea.
Yes, something really different. I will call it Wake... No, I will call it... I will call it Stop Sleeping Boulder.
Finally, something good.
Oh, it is. Gosh, I love this business. Well, now all I need is the perfect host to make it work.
Oh, look, pretty right under my nose.
Right again, Mork. What we need is someone who can exude intelligence, warmth, and grace. Mindy?
Yes?
Until we find somebody, you're it.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. Well, I've just created my first show. Gosh, now I know how God and Norman Lear felt.
You are an amazing little boy. You got Mommy Becker's job. At least temporarily. I'm very proud of you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Mommy. But can we go home right now? Daddy's shorts are really riding up on me. I'm talking major snuggie here.
Okay.
Fire one.
Bert. I mean, Mork. Are you sure this reverse energy process will work?
Well, as they say in French, mon chalet, you say lutte pour mon char. Maybe.
Well, now, let's just keep a positive attitude. I mean, it always worked in Frankenstein.
Now, honey, I know this hasn't been easy for you, but at least you got your show back.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, Pearson turned out not to be such a bad kid after all. He even gave Jack his job back after the bomb squad left.
I was glad to use your body. I'm sorry I didn't have the opportunity to wash it before I gave it back to you.
Well, here goes.
Oh, great, Dad. Great. You should work for the Defense Department.
Oh, no. Look, you forgot to plug it in.
Oh, little pooter, I'm back. Man.
Well, everything is back to normal again. I'm certainly happy for you kids. I guess I better get off to rehearsal.
Major Bummer. This is worse. Now I'm bald. Look out. Here comes the face.
Min, no, come on, don't worry. We'll switch him back, and maybe after that, maybe you and I can switch. I've always wanted to be whistled at by construction workers.